Fine, let's get this going. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with acting lessons, so let's go ahead and get started. Yeah, it does. It's been ages since I sat in a hot tub. Why are you sitting all the way over there? Come closer. Coming here was a great idea. I feel so relaxed. I bet it feels even better after having a successful audition, right? Yeah, that too. We never got the chance to talk about our kiss last night. How do you feel about it? Yeah, my feelings are quite mixed. I really wanted to do it, but I don't know if it was the best idea given our situation. I understand what you mean. For me, it feels like I'm taking advantage of my position. Please don't feel that way. Like I said, I wanted to kiss you. It wasn't dependent on you. If I wasn't dependent on you, I'm sure things would feel very different. So where do we go from here? I don't know. What do you think? Give it a shot, or I ask you first?
Give it a shot.
I say we should give it a shot, even though it might feel a little bit weird at first. You think so? I'm just so worried about what would happen if it didn't work out. Feels like I'm putting it all on the line. We both are, but if there's even a tiny chance it'll work out, I for one want to take that risk. And I hope you know that I'd never kick you out because of what happens between you and me. I still owe you my life for what you've done for me. It sounds so simple when you put it like that. How about this, Megan? We don't close the window that's just open. Instead, little by little, we open it more. It isn't the pacing that scares me, Grim. It's the act of actually committing to it. It feels like a point of no return. Can I have some more time to think about it? Of course, there's no pressure. Do you want to go sit in the sauna for a while? I'd love to.
You're already here.
Ah, there you are. Hey, guys. Hi, what you been up to? Liam showed me something he calls a swan dive from the trampoline. But it looks more like a belly flop to me.
You don't know what you're talking about, Missy.
Yeah, you're right. It's not like I've been training since my childhood or anything. So, Liam, tell us how you and Grim met. You two seem to be quite different, yet you're best friends.
Oh, Grim and I go way back. I took him under my wing freshman year in college. I made him pledge the Delta Iota Kappas together with me. We had some legendary adventures back then. Remember Roy Grimm? Haha, what a fucking asshole he was.
Yeah, I hated that guy. I shared a dorm with him before I met Liam. If it wasn't for Liam, college life would have sucked.
Okay, so, it's not a prequel. Being a dick is not a prequel. Because the guy he lived with was not named Roy, it was named Troy.
Well, so he changed one letter.
You know, yeah, it was Troy, remember? This is what happened before being
well,
a dick.
Well, it had only been open a couple of years when
this was one of the first years. Yeah, well, those really were the days. After college, we just stuck together.
Everyone that was there besides him the other ones were.
It's not a prequel, but I think they are going to meet. I think they are going to meet in being a dick at some point. After college, we just stuck together. Grim has been like a brother to me. What a sweet story. You don't feel like the type of guy who graduated college, Liam.
I never said I graduated, Missy. Haha. What about you girls? How'd you meet?
We've been BFFs since junior high. Megan wasn't really Miss Popular back then, and Melissa was a troublemaker.
A bully?
No, not a bully, but she was very disobedient. Fuck the system, am I right? Yeah, I was going through a tough period back then when my dad passed away. Megan saw me sitting alone and crying, so she came up to me and comforted me. Melissa isn't really the type who likes to be coddled or comforted. But even so, I sensed that she really needed a friend. Yeah, Megan was such a nerd, not my style at all. I let my guard down for a second and we've been inseparable ever since. Well, except for when her mom met Peter and I was forced to move here away from her. But we found our way back together eventually. What a beautiful yet tragic story. I agree, that's a great piece of history you two have. Thanks for the great time, guys. This is a wonderful idea, Liam. Yeah, it was really nice getting to know you girls. We must get together and do something fun again soon. Yeah, absolutely. So where do you guys want me to drop you off? Megan and I have improv classes soon, so downtown would be fine for us. You can drop me off at my house, it's on the way.
To the Blackmobile!
Hey guys, before we leave, let's take a picture of us all together. A little memento of the day, you know. How should we pose? Do a silly pose or hug each other?
Silly pose.
Everyone, do a silly pose. Okay. Okay, I set the timer. Say cheese. 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 Great, thanks guys. I want to see it. Hey, that turned out pretty good, Liam. Oh, they covered up my face. You can't see your dude in this one.
Oh, because they wanted both.
Hey, that turned... Yeah, they do that a lot in Japanese games. I love it. Can you move your thumb, Liam? I can't see my face. Oh, sorry. Oh, that's a good photo. I'll send it to all of you later. And of course, they don't show the face. We're here. Thanks for the ride, Liam. No problem, Missy. There's Peter. I hope this doesn't mean trouble. Melissa, are you going to be okay? Yeah, Mom's home, so it should be fine. Also, I think Peter's sober today. Do you want me to try and talk to him? Are you sure you want to do that? Remember what happened last time? Don't worry, Melissa. Liam's here, too. Peter, can we talk for a bit? You came looking for another beating? This time I brought Becca. But now I came to talk.
I guess came to talk.
No, I just came to talk to you. Let's hear it then. I want you to stop beating Melissa. Why the fuck do you care? She's my friend and I don't want to see her get hurt. Listen to you, what are you, some fucking knight in shining armor? Get fucked. What do you get from hurting her? She's a disobedient, bratty cunt, no different from her bitch-ass mom, thinking she can come and go as she wants in my house. She needs discipline and to learn her place in this world. I won't let you hurt her. This ends now. I think long and hard before doing something stupid there, pretty boy. Say, you guys look like home invaders to me, and I know I have the right to protect my property. Come on, Grim, let's leave. It's not worth it. Yeah, boy, listen to your I cannot say that word friend.
So realistic.
Demolish him or leave?
He's got a gun. I don't. How about save it and just see what happens? That way, you can always go back after shooting.
Not real life.
Oh, not in real life, of course, but I'm... Take his gun! Cap his ass!
Okay, that's enough, Grim. Let's get out of here. Can't believe that fucking asshole. Does he really think he can get away with it? I said we call the cops on him. They won't lock him up before he gets a good chance to beat up Melissa, though. Poor Melissa. We need to get her out of there. I'll talk to her later. We'll figure something out. Thanks for today, guys. Aside from the last 30 minutes, I had a blast. Thank you too, Liam. It was nice to meet you. Likewise, Megan. See you around, Liam. Thanks for the ride. Man, that is a nice fucking car. Look at the inside of that shit. Yeah. No problem, Grim. Later. So improv time, huh? Yeah, I'm not so sure I feel up for it, though. Can't get Melissa out of my head. Listen, it's so sweet of you to care about her so much. I do too, but there's nothing we can do about it right now. I don't want to sound cold, but... Can we just forget about it for 1 hour and try to enjoy ourselves? I mean, you don't have to do it, but I do. Yeah, I think I can do that. How are you feeling? Nervous yet? Yes. Should I be nervous or this'll be fun?
This'll be fun.
No, I think this'll be quite fun. That's a great attitude. I think so, too. I guess you're braver than I was my first time doing improv. It didn't go well at all. Well, I probably won't do a memorable performance, but if it's anything like the improv we did together, I think I'll enjoy it. Hey, Megan, or should I say Jenna? Hi, Rena. I really hope you can, Joe. And you must be Grim, right? Yeah, that'd be me. Nice to meet you, Rena. Are you gonna join us for improv? Yeah, Megan convinced me to try it with you guys. Seems like fun.
Yeah, it can be. Unless you have to act against Trevin. Or is it Trayvon?
Martin.
Not him. Yeah, he can be a bit of a handful. He's quite stubborn. Stubborn. Call a spade, Megan. He's a fucking douche. So how does all this work? Well, at first we usually get divided into smaller groups and get a scenario that we must include in our improv. Then we may form groups outside ourselves and perform any kind of improv we want. Okay, so it's not certain I will act against the two of you then. We can always act together for the second part, but yeah, for the first part, you may be on your own. I hope it doesn't deter you. No, I'll be fine. Just trying to understand how it works, that's all. Listen up, y'all. Let's start today's improv. I'm glad to see that we have a new face in here today. What's your name, sir?
Hi, I'm Grim.
Nice to have you here, Grim. Tell me, is this your first time doing improv?
Well, it's the first improv class I've taken.
Great. Well, don't be scared. I'm sure the class will go easy on you, won't we, guys? So for today, I want to split you into groups of three for the first exercise. The first group is Lars, Megan, and Jenny.
Damn, there goes that chance.
Let's do John, Clara, and Rachel. And the third group would be Raina, Trayvon, and our new recruit, Grim. Bad luck, Grim. Don't worry. I'll make sure that you still have a fun time. I probably should try to get off on the right foot with Trayvon.
Hi, Trayvon. Nice to meet you. I'm Grim.
What's it to you? Want me to beat your ass?
Yeah, he does look like he wants to whoop your ass.
Yeah, I'm not deaf. I heard you before. Oh, boy.
Okay, class. The topic I want... You know, a good... a nod your head... That's probably work a little better.
What's that? Oh, you think we all nod our head? What? You want me to punch you?
Yeah.
I'll make you nod your head.
Okay, class, the topic I want to introduce to your improv today is marriage. You may begin. And remember, improv is all about saying yes. Oh, here's someone unlocking the front door. It must be my husband, Grim, coming home from work.
You want to fuck? It's all about saying yes and acting.
Hi, honey, I'm home. Hello, anybody home? Raina's my sweetheart. I'm home.
Raina, my sweetheart. I'm home. Hi, honey, I'm home. That sounds
old school. Hi, honey, I'm home. Oh, shit, Raina, I can't let your lowlife husband see me fucking you.
Damn! I mean, that's a thing that happens.
I'm sorry. Yes, you must run and hide somewhere, Trayvon. You need Tyrone? Far away, preferably. He doesn't know about you. This feels like... Uh-oh. Anna? I'm home. That... guy looks familiar, but I don't think it's the same guy from being a dick. Sorry, dude. Anna. Anna, what have you done? What have I done? Don't put this all on me, Grim. You brought this on to yourself. There's no fucking fighting you anymore. You're always so fucking passive. You didn't even bother to hit the guy who was banging your fiance. That is... She's got a point.
But takes two tango.
Well, yeah, but she's got a point, though.
Well, I'll tell you this way. Who's more likely to know the other one exists?
Right. Oh, no, some guys are saying you need to knock her out for dinner.
Guys just like... You know what?
Drexel was talking about this situation. He said sometimes a woman need to be held accountable, not necessarily the dude. Because yeah. They're the one that fucked around in
exactly.
The first place.
They're the one in the relationship, not the dude.
Is that what you want me to do? Hit someone? No, I want a reaction from you. A show of passion. So you go around and fuck another dude? That's how you want me to show passion? Sorry, I may be getting a little bit too much into this, but that's my honest reaction to that. Not this mundane fucking life you're trying to create for us. Well, what in the hell do you want, Anna? I mean, life is boring sometimes. You just gotta accept that. Not everything is fucking some goddamn rom-com. I'm so sick of it. See what I mean? You can't even speak your mind. Oh, try me, lady. I've been doing that. You just clam up like you always do. Are you seriously just walking away from this? Grim! You fucking coward. Women do that. They like that C word. Women like to use the C word as much as guys like to use the C word. Cunt, yeah. They call us coward as much as we call them cunts.
That's what,
they love coward.
Patrice O'Neill always said, women don't understand they're the luckiest people in the world because the only thing keeping us from throwing them through that window is our ability to be restrained.
Yeah.
To self-restrain.
Yeah. Grim? Grim? Are you all right? I'm sorry, I must go outside for a bit. That got too real for me. I didn't know that it still hurt so much after all this time. Grim? What's the matter? It didn't go well. It didn't go as well as I hoped, Megan. I'm not gonna bullshit her. That's hardly the reason for you sitting here all sad, Grim. Tell me what happened. A couple of years ago, I was engaged to a woman. Thank God he was only engaged.
Yeah.
That could have gone bad, Anna.
Yeah.
Well, this unexpected... We are a red pill channel in some ways, and this is a very red pill situation. We had been together for 5 years when I came home one night and found her in bed with another man. Very red pill situation. A lot of men watching this right now. You've been through this. It was the worst day of my life to be betrayed by someone you love. It still plagues me. During the improv, Trayvon made the marriage scenario into something that reminded me of it all. I kind of spaced out and just lost it. I'm sorry. I really wanted to enjoy this, but it just came as a complete uppercut out of nowhere. Grim, that's so sad. I must have left a huge emotional scar. I was pretty broken for a while. Just the sight of her would make me feel nauseous. Man, the way she acted, I wouldn't want nothing to do with her after that. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't have been quiet like he was. I would have walked away, but I wouldn't have been quiet about it. I'd say, you know what? Just fuck this shit. If you want this motherfucker, you can have this motherfucker. We're done. Go on and fuck Tom, Dick, and Harry, whoever you want. I'm out.
She has been fucking
Tom Dick,
Harry
and Harry. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm telling her. Say, go continue. Continue the action you're doing. Are you fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry? Yes. Well, get the fuck out of my life and continue fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry. I will find a woman that actually fucking respects me.
Yeah.
Just the sight of her would make me feel nauseous. It could be little things like running into her at the supermarket. Oh, yeah. It would catch me off guard and I'd hide in another aisle until she left. It sounds like you didn't get any closure. How could I have gotten closure? I couldn't look her straight in the eyes after that. Let me tell you a story from my past. I think you might relate to it. It was 6 years ago. I was 18 and I still lived with my parents. I was dating this guy, Nick. He was my first real love, and you know how that is. You never forget him. When I met Nick, he was a sweet boy. Pretty immature, but hey, we both were quite young and new to love. He would always treat me nice when we were alone, but he became a totally different guy around his friends. You know the type, trying to act all cool in front of his friends? Often by making jokes at my expense. I tried to talk to him about it, and he said the usual crap you do as a guy. Like, hey Megan, you know I love you, but I can't show it in front of my friends. I don't want him to see me as a pussy. That's kinda... I mean, I know a lot of guys will say, you're whipped! Oh, I like his fucking shirt, by the way. Look at all the different game controllers on it.
That'd be like who's getting late and who isn't.
I would fucking wear that shirt, dude. Literally.
Yeah.
That's badass.
I think I've seen him like it in real life.
And that's my favorite controller right there, the one I got on that thing. But even so, I stuck with him. I loved him after all. Then one day, we were at a house party, as we usually were during weekends. Nick had a lot to drink and was acting like a douche. I had to told him to ease up on the drinks, but he didn't listen. A couple hours passed and Nick suddenly disappeared. I couldn't find him anywhere. No one had seen him. I think I must have looked everywhere until I went upstairs and found him in one of the rooms, having sex with one of my friends. He tried to explain himself to me and I listened before I broke up with him. Even though it hurt like hell, I didn't want to leave it unfinished. That's the first and only time I've experienced a broken heart. But you see, it's okay to feel broken. Those feelings of betrayal will never go away completely, but you do end up stronger from them, or bitter. Also, you make sure that the next one you find is different. Hopefully that's the person you end up with. Megan, I had no idea. So I totally get what you're feeling right now. All I can say is that Anna clearly didn't know what she gave up on. You may be broken, but I think you can be fixed. I can see that there's love within you.
One of those. I can fix them.
I don't know what we're talking about. I mean, different, you know, when we talk about a man fixing a woman, it's usually, I don't like the way he acts or his style or anything like that, and I'm going to try to change him.
Well,
that's the
well,
difference.
There's that, and then there's the women there, that find the one, broken people, and they're the same ones that I always date assholes, so all men must be assholes.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, so say nothing or profess your love.
Love.
It's a little early, isn't it?
A little early, but you never know.
I'm gonna try that. Megan, I think I'm falling for you. Okay, Megan loves your honesty, so that was good. Grim, I... Oh! It became a romance,
It's fucking the hallway. No.
Hey guys, are you coming back in or what? It's time for the second exercise and I'm not fucking doing it with Trayvon. What do you say, Grim? Want to do some more improv? Yeah, I'm ready. Thank you, Megan. Okay, this should be more fun for you, Grim. Now we can act out anything we want to. Alright, so do we just start, or... Hi guys, welcome to my little ice cream cafe. I'm Raina. Looks like you're our only customers today. Hi Raina, I'm Megan, and this is my boyfriend, Grim. Oh, look at all those flavors, Grim. They look delicious. Raina looks delicious. What about my lactose intolerance? You gotta be damn near black for that.
What about my lactose intolerance?
What would it be, lactose intolerance?
Well, I don't know if she'd like him flirting with her, and even in the acting sense.
Why did you bring me to an ice cream cafe, Megan? Don't you know I'm lactose intolerant? Of course I know, honey. That's what makes this fun. One ice cream with extra lactose is coming right up. I'll be farting all day. Poor delicious.
Delicious. I wouldn't say.
I gotta go back. Great, then I guess I'll be farting all day today. Ha ha! She seems to enjoy that. Grim. You seem like someone who knows how to compliment a girl. What's your best compliment? Oh, Grim is known for his beautiful compliments. Go ahead, Grim, try one.
Flirt with Megan.
Megan, I've never met a woman who can make time stand still and make my heart race at once. That is until I met you. See, I told you he was good at it, Raina. That was way too cheesy for me. Oh no, the lights went out. I must replace the light bulb. Ah, it's so dark in here, I can barely see anything. Grim, do something. Help Raina with the light bulb or break a window.
help Rhino with the light bulb.
Don't worry, I happen to have an extra light bulb right here in my pocket. Oh, is that what that bump was? Give Rhino the light bulb, Grim. I'm blind over here. It's no use, I can't reach the lamp. No worries, Rhino, I can lift you up there. There we go. I can see again. But Grim, what's that on your face? Yeah, what is that? Ice cream?
Ice cream.
Or herpes?
Ice cream.
Relax, girls.
That'd be game over, no matter if it's a story or not.
It's just vanilla ice cream. Did you eat some when the lights went out? You sneaky little devil, but it's all over your face. Don't you have any manners? Help me wipe it off, then. Oh, no, you're all out of paper towels, Rhaina. Then I guess we'll have to use our tongues, then, Megan. What? Excellent idea, Rhaina. Haha, that tickles. Make sure you get it all, Megan. I'm trying, but there's just so much of it. Okay, class, that's all for today. I hope you guys had fun. I see that some of you had more fun than others. I'll see you next Sunday. Haha, that improv really got out of hand. Yeah, it was really interesting, right, Grim? It was so much fun. Thank you for the experience.
I think acting would be so much better if you hallucinated a scenario. Oh, I'm in the ice cream parlor. How did this get here?
Megan, may I have a word with you?
Oh, herpes, huh?
Hang on. Hang on a second, guys. So, Grim, what's the deal with you and Megan? Are you, like, dating or what?
It's complicated.
It's complicated to say the least. I gather that from what I saw out in the corridor. Why do you ask? Just a bit curious about you.
Did she think about it?
She's curious. But you know, not in that way. I just started dating someone around a couple of weeks ago. Not a couple of years ago. Oh, I see. Good for you, Rhaina. Well, we've only been on a couple of dates, and truth be told, I'm not sure that I like him that much. He seems to have a rather short fuse. Megan's actually the reason I met him. Really? Did she set you guys up? Haha, no. She pretty much hates him. He worked together with her at her last job, and I met him when I went there to meet up with Megan. She's speaking of that clerk I had issues with? He's supposed to come and pick me up after class. Maybe you'll meet him. Listen, sorry for the start to the improv with Trayvon. I got a nasty flashback that reminded me of my ex-fiance. Sorry to hear that, Grim. Yo, Rhaina, you coming? Yeah, in a minute. It's him. That's Dick, the guy I'm dating. Well, he's aptly named. That's him, all right. Suitable name! Oh, how bad I want to say that.
Suitable name.
That's a suitable name for him. Why, do you know him? Yeah, I met him. He was an asshole to me. I'm not surprised. He was quite rude to my friends, too.
Why is she dating him?
I don't know, but there's women that really do this in real life, and it makes me... Okay. Oh, I can't stand the way this guy treats my friends, and he's an asshole to me. Okay, so why are you with him? I'm back. So, what was that about Megan? I'm so lucky. Miss Pearson recommended me to a casting agent firm for 2 upcoming movies. She got me the scripts and everything. Can you believe that? 2 movies. That's great news, Megan. I'm so glad for you. Don't get your hopes up, Megan. You know how this business is. Those are just auditions. We all get them. Yeah. That's cold of you, Rhaina. Or Rhaina is right.
They don't give a better option.
No.
Because I think, like, well, you should still be happy that you're recommended. I guess that's cold of you?
That's a rather cold thing to say, Rhaina. Megan's a great actress. I really think she has a shot. It's not cold, Grim. It's pragmatic. Do you even realize how many auditions we go to before we land a part? It's fucking hard out there. That may be, but could you show more support for your friend? Don't you... Let's try that one again. That may be, but you could show more support for your friend. Don't you agree? I'm sorry, Megan. You know I didn't mean it that way. It's okay, Rena. No hard feelings. Rena, I know it's a stretch, but would you like to come over and practice for the part today? I know I still might not get it, but it can't hurt not to be prepared. I was gonna hang with Dick, but chicks before dicks, right? Ugh, that guy. Is that still going on? Well, he's all flirty when I first met him. Trust me, Rena, you want nothing to do with Dick. Babe, what's the holdup? I'm just having a conversation with my friends. What the fuck are you doing around this guy? He's a moron. Hi, Dick. Eat shit, or thanks for the fake number. You know, I kind of want to just tell him to eat shit. I mean, I do.
It's not going to make anything better.
I know.
I would say either, hi, Dick, or thanks for the fake number. Be calling him out.
Thanks for the fake number? What are you talking about? Just forget it. Let's leave, Ren. I don't want to spend my free Sunday at this stupid place. You think her career... Are you calling Rena's career choice stupid, Dick? No one is talking to you. Hey, Dick, back off Grim. He's my friend. Whatever. I'm going back to Grim's place. Megan and I must practice for the play. You couldn't have told me that before you made me pick you up? Sorry, Dick. It's my fault. We just decided it. Fine. We can still use a ride, though, if it's okay for you. Meh. A real Prince Charming, that one. He's not coming with us. Are you kidding? We're going to his place. Why the fuck not? My car, my rules. Fine. I'll walk home then.
Boy, that was the look of, you'll never see me alive again.
Yeah, it was. Fucking douchebag. Does Rena really find that behavior attractive? SMS signal. I'm so sorry, I told him to turn around, but he won't listen. I can get the car and pick you up when we get back if you want. Thanks, Megan, but I'll walk back home. Go ahead and rehearse with Rena, and I'll see you in a bit. Well, guess I'm walking then. That improv class was really something else. I feel so embarrassed for storming out like that. Megan's fantastic. She's so loving and caring. I've never been with a woman like her before. Okay, Graham, you're in love. You just
known her for...
I wonder what she was going to say before our kiss. I feel kind of weird.
With what's her name too, he ain't got on.
Yeah, I feel kind of weird putting myself out there. Did I make a mistake telling her I have feelings for her? I mean, she must have gotten that from our conversation back at the Aqua House. But now I've actually said the words. I mean, I really like Leah too. What the fuck am I doing? Is this who I've become? I still have a chance to call my date with Leah off. Go on date with Leah. No, I still want to go out with her. Maybe I'll find out how I feel after our date.
That didn't sound...
Home at last. I'm beat. Okay. So the improv class is over, and there was a lot that went down. We learned a lot about people's pasts and some red pill moments, as does happen sometimes with these games. So this will be the end of Grimm's Uncanny Valley with acting lessons, and we'll see you next week with more acting lessons.